we should clean up. So you see, it's not about adding something to you, ever. Because we don't think you miss something. We don't think Creator was wrong and something is missing. You should find it. You should clean up. There are stuff in you that you don't need anymore. That's what we were talking about. That's the ego. Because now we are advanced enough to understand we. If, because everybody doesn't understand we. I noticed that in my language the words are confusing. In English you have two words, but whenever I say we, I read it in eyes that they think about us. It's not we, it's us. And you have to get rid of that us. That us was quite necessary. For all the animals, the most complicated one, they have to live in herd, they have to have us. We are beyond that. We don't think in a limited way as we did then. Now, oh my God, this is the third day. Now we are hoping that a year from now we know something about beyond the quarks. What's happening down there? The big machine started. For how many years I was following all the news, waiting for it. Because this is something that nobody knows what will be the founding. All of us were waiting. We know we will find something and we don't know what it is. It's like discovering the atom. It's even better than that. And this time, do I need that feeling of the herd that I could see in dogs, in wolf? Give me a break. Because now I was talking about what? I was talking about subatomic particles. Is there any one of you who doesn't know that what we are talking about is not visible to a human being? It needs all these different instruments to let us know that this stuff is over there. We can never see it. We are even talking about string theory, that it could not be proven by its nature. But we call it science. This moment I need the feeling of the wolf or serpent. Yeah. This is what we are talking about. This is what the concept of this knowledge is. It's something we cannot talk about, but we could talk about all other stuffs to point to it, to say this is not it, because how else we could define love? First of all, is there any more elusive word if you want to translate it to that alien? Remember, there is an alien here. First time here, very clever and no bias. And ask you, what is this you're talking about? What is love? Could you describe it? No way. Don't even attempt. Because you have to read all the human history. Without knowing Romeo and Juliet, the English-speaking people, they don't get it even. Because you have to know that story, narrated beautifully, to express an illusion. That's what love is. But look around you. Everybody thinks that they know what love is. Therefore, our job is to go around and point out the thing that is not love. Wanting, needing, preferring, all of this is not. Neither you thought that it is, but there is something that you think is love. That's fashion. Fashionable acting towards something could look like love. Therefore, we started. The first important confusion about love was loving your intelligence. That was book one entirely. You fell in love with this. Don't be silly. This is supposed to serve you. This is servant. This is one part of you. This is the handmaid, right? Remember it? In book two, Rumi started to go one level higher because now we talk about the knowledge. He said, first of all, the knowledge is not like that thing you call knowledge and you go up the ladder to be at the toppest. That is not it. That is only a part of it. What are the rest of it? Knowledge to me is not the step by step, the ladder of knowing more and more you climb up. That's only a part of it. What is the rest of it? Don't you remember? It's the first paragraph of book two. That gaining knowledge, becoming knowledgeable, is not even half of it. The other half is coming back, then bring it to we. That one could be done for your own benefit, even for your pleasure. That has no meaning, because do not forget the first verse, the elusive verse, which technically it could not be a verse and is out of Masnavi. Remember, somebody asked what is love, and I said you will get it when you become we. By me, by I, you will never get it. Because it's not about I. Not only it's not about I, it's about what? Making this I Adam, non-existence. Getting rid of this I, because I don't need this I anymore. In the field of love, there is no I. Field of love, you surrender. How does it taste, the word surrender? In Arabic, when you say surrender, you're talking about healthy. You're talking about peace. You're talking about being correct. Sounds familiar, these adjectives? That's what taslim is. Taslim is not something out of discretion. It's voluntarily giving up, peacefully. It's like sabr. The word for patience in Arabic is melted in love. Lovingly you should wait. It's not that you have to wait, therefore you give in. You love it. It's like what? Let's say me and a partner, we have a company, okay? And we enjoy very much the expansion of this office. Together we're working. Suddenly, I'm in the office and a box will arrive. this is a gift from a very satisfied client. And I wait for my partner to be here, so we both open it up and enjoy it together. Not that I have to. So I enjoy my waiting, because I'm not waiting for this box to be opened. Do you remember what I'm doing? I'm waiting for my partner to come. Lovingly, this is only the subject. The object, sorry. Subject is something else to me. It's like that. So there is this we. And you will get it only by getting rid of I. How? Second paragraph. It said, first of all, when you are looking at the sky and you will find some moon in the sky, do this. That's your eyebrow. Means, please, forget about what you know or you could imagine. Because that's coming from that big eye. Second, that big eye in you, do you remember who is that eye in you? I remember the day he went in. When you were only a little bone. Adam, the serpent, knowledge. What do you do? You're going around showing off your knowledge. Oh my God, you're playing with the serpent. Throw it away. Then, a very long story, which in it talked a lot about different stuffs, was about the things that you want. What do you want? Let's say you're here for the first time. What do you want? Why are you here? I said, look at your brain, your intelligence is telling you that I'm here because I know there is a trick. And these guys are happy. I want to be happy. So I'm looking for the trick. And in this long story, he said, there is no trick. Even Jesus cannot give you that trick. Because it's not the business of trick. You know what? If you look at it as a trick, it will come along, it will be a black lion and you're done. Period. Because it's not about Jesus or anyone to give you happiness. Did you know that? Oh yes, it's duty of the Jesus to give you the food, the fish, the bread, and everything, but not happiness. Happiness is not his to give. Happiness is not here. Happiness should be created. How? Huh? There is this little stuff in human being. We don't know why and how, but we know it's there. One of those magical stuff, which is beauty. Do you remember beauty attracts human beings? No animals. No animal is impressed by the best picture you draw from an animal. We are. Why? We don't know. Don't ask. Go and ask the artist. They know how to deal with you people. If you try to understand the law of it, they will give you a lot of laws and it's ridiculing because there is no law. It's something, okay? Therefore, we know there is something, some attraction somewhere. Okay, that magic will lead us